Chapter 3. Noah's Polycarp was entering into the stadium. A voice came to him from out of a heaven.
Be brave, Polycarp, and act like a man.
And indeed, no one saw the speaker, but our people who were present heard the voice. And finally, when he was brought forward, a great clamor arose from those who had heard that Polycarp had been apprehended. Therefore, when he had been brought forward, the proconsul asked him if he was Polycarp. Now when he confessed, the proconsul tried to persuade him to a denial of the faith, saying,
"Have regard for your age."
And with other suggestions, such as they usually make,
"Swear by the genius of Caesar. Change your mind and say, away with the atheists."
But Polycarp, with a solemn countenance, gazed on the entire crowd of lawless nations in the stadium and waved his hand at them, both groaned and looked up into heaven, speaking,
"Away with the atheists!"
But as the proconsul urged him and said,
"Take the oath and I release you. Revile Christ."
Polycarp said,
86 years have I served him and he has done me no wrong. How can I blaspheme my king who has saved me?"
But as he further insisted and said,
"Swear by the genius of Caesar."
Polycarp replied,
"If you vainly imagine that I will swear by the fortune of Caesar, as you say, and pretend not to know who I am, let me tell you plainly, I'm a Christian. But if you desire to learn the teaching of Christianity, grant a day and a hearing."
The proconsul said,
"Persuade the people."
But Polycarp spoke,
"So far as you are concerned, I should have judged you to be worthy of a discussion. For we have been taught to give honor, as is proper, to rulers and authorities appointed by God, provided it does not harm us. But I do not deem these people worthy of receiving a defense from me."
But the proconsul spoke,
"I have wild animals. To them will I throw you, unless you change your mind."
But he spoke,
"Call them, for we are not allowed to repent from better things in order to adopt worse. But it is good to repent from wickedness to righteousness."
But again he spoke to him,
"If you scorn the wild beasts, I will have you burned by fire unless you repent."
But Polycarp spoke,
"You threaten me with the fire that burns for an hour, and after a little while is quenched. But you are ignorant of the fire of the coming judgment, and of eternal punishment reserved for the wicked. But why do you delay? Come, do as you wish."
Now, while speaking these words and many others, he was filled with courage and joy, and his countenance was filled with favor, so that not only did it not droop in anxiety at the things spoken to him, but instead, the proconsul, on the contrary, in amazement, also sent his own preacher into the middle of the stadium to announce 3 times,
"Polycarp has confessed himself to be a Christian."
After this proclamation by the preacher, the entire multitude of both nations and Judeans living in Smyrna shouted out with uncontrollable fury and in a loud voice,
"This is the teacher of Asia, the father of the Christians, the destroyer of our gods, the one who teaches many not to sacrifice and not to bow down,
With these cries and shouts, they beseech Philippos the Asiarch to let loose a lion upon Polycarp. But he said that this was not possible, since he had already closed the dog hunts. So they decided to shout out unanimously to also have Polycarp burned alive. For the vision revealed to him on the pillow had to be fulfilled. When he saw it burning as he prayed, and he turned and spoke prophetically to the faithful with him,
"I must be burned alive."
Therefore, these things happened with indescribable speed. The crowds gathered, collecting both wood and bundles of sticks from the shops and baths. The Judeans in particular, as is customary with them, assisted them in this. But when the pyre was prepared, he took off his outer garments and loosened his belt and tried to take off his sandals, a thing he did not do in the past because the faithful were always eager each to be the first to touch his skin. For on account of his good behavior, he had been treated with every kind of goodness even before his testimony. Therefore, straight away, the instruments prepared for the fire were around him. But, as they were ready to also nail him, he said,
"Leave me as I am, for he who gives me power to endure the fire will also enable me to remain unmoving in the flames, even without securing me with nails."
Now they did not nail him, but tied him. But he put his hands behind his back and was bound like a ram prepared for sacrifice out of a great flock, a holocaust prepared and acceptable to God.